Chapter 2. A Show of Justice. Serious crimes interested the king. When someone was accused of such a crime, everyone heard about it. Signs were put up in public. These signs told who had been accused and of what crime. They also told the date and time of the trial to be held in the king's arena. People from all around would go to the arena to watch. The people would crowd into the arena. The king sat high up on his royal throne. The members of his court sat around him. Then the king would give a signal for a door to be opened. From that door, the accused person entered the arena. On the opposite side, there were two identical doors. The accused had to open one of those doors. He could choose whichever one he wanted. Chance was his only guide. Behind one door, there was a hungry tiger. The tiger was the strongest one the king's men could find. Once let out, the tiger would jump on the accused man and then quickly tear him to pieces. This choice showed that the man was guilty. Therefore, it was a good punishment. When the tiger decided a case, the people were sad. Sad iron bells were rung. There were also hired mourners along the edge of the arena. These mourners let out great sad cries. Then the sad audience would slowly walk home. Behind the other door, there was a lady. She was chosen to match the accused man. She would be of a similar age and of a similar position in society. If the accused man chose her door, they were married. This choice showed that the man was innocent. Therefore, it was a good reward. It did not matter if the man already had a wife. It did not matter if he already loved another woman. The king did not care about such details. He only cared about his ideas of punishment and reward. The marriage took place right away in the arena. A priest, a choir, and a group of dancers entered. They happily performed the wedding ceremony. Next, cheerful brass bells were rung. The audience applauded, and everyone would go home happy. This was the king's half-wild method of delivering justice. Its fairness was clear. The accused could not know what waited behind each door. Was it the lady? Or was it the tiger? Sometimes the tiger came out of the door on the left. Sometimes it came out of the door on the right. To the king, these decisions were fair and fast. The accused man was quickly punished if he chose the tiger. If he chose the lady, he was quickly rewarded. There was no escape from the judgment. These events were very popular with the public. People gathered together on the great trial days. They never knew whether they would see a bloody death or a joyful wedding. Thus, the people were entertained and happy. No one could say this method was unfair. The accused person himself controlled the result.